Okay, please rise. Our opening hymn is hymn number 732. Now, if you look at this hymn, it has three verses up here, and then verse 4 is down here. So we'll sing verse 1 through 3, and then verse 4. This is not a chorus. Our service begins on page 94 in the front part of the red hymnal, the brief order for confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Our service continues on page 138. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise is hymn number 324. We'll sing verse 1 and 3 only. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray together the prayer of the day as is written in the first page of the bulletin or the first prayer page of the reading's prayers insert. Let us pray. Holy God, through your Son, you have called us to live faithfully and act courageously. Keep us steadfast in your covenant of grace. And teach us the wisdom that comes only through Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading this morning is from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. And the God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents for the third and fourth generations of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your town. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, and you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female slave, ox, donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. The word of the Lord. And the psalm today is Psalm 19, and we'll read it responsively. The heavens declare the glory of God, the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a chamber redeeming his course. It rises at the end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant always from willful sin. May they not rule over me. And I will be blameless and innocent of great transgressions. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The word of the Lord. And the second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of this age? Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world does not know God through wisdom, God decided through foolishness of the proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews ask for signs and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and a foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord.
Rise. Gospel for today, the third Sunday in Lent, is from the Gospel of St. John, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to me and to you? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do what he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the person in charge of the banquet." So they took it. When the person in charge tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, that person called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they remained there a few days. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple with the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body, and after he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Pastor Beek has gone west. We don't know where. He said to his mother's in Bend, but maybe it's further. We don't know. He's looking for a home. He'll be gone through this week and next week. But today, we have a guest speaker from the Gerald Ferringer Youth Center, which is our mission partner for this month. And we also had a fundraiser for them at the Pancake Supper. So I would like to have Deborah Wynn come and talk to us about some of the losses and the things they have gained this year.
Thanks, Patty. Good morning. It's nice to see everyone. So I was asked today to speak about the Youth Center. And I'll start with a short history. In 1979, there were two pastors that came together to form a place where the youth of American Falls could go after school. It started in the United Methodist Church basement, and it was actually called the American Falls Youth Ministry. There were a total of five churches that actually came together to put this youth ministry together. And in the beginning years, the supervision of the students was done by members of each of the churches. There were 5 days of the week, and each church took a day, and someone from that church volunteered to supervise any youth that came in to the center. It was a pretty popular place, and the youth center grew and basically outgrew the basement of the church. And they formed a partnership with the Power County Senior Citizens. They had just opened their new facility, which is where they still are today. And they offered the basement of that building for the youth center. It was bigger and it did help for a while. They did have to do some remodeling, and the Lions Club was a big part of the fundraising to cover the remodeling, and two members were especially helpful in giving of their time and resources, and that was Gerald and Ed Feringer. They did a lot of the work, and they really put their heart and soul into it. So the churches still continued to support the youth center and had a volunteer every day, but as time went by, it was a lot harder. People were very busy. It was hard to organize, and it just became a little too much to have five different churches with a handfuls of people putting it together. So they decided they actually needed to hire supervisors to be there for the students. At that time, the board of directors, Gerald Feringer, was on the board, and so was our current president, Bob Schreiber. They did start hiring supervisors, and it worked out well, and everything was funded by donations. It always has been funded by donations. The community's been a great support. As time went by in 2010, the board decided that, and to honor Gerald and all of his time and efforts that he put into the youth center, they wanted to rename it. So it was renamed the Gerald Feringer Youth Center, and I think it was a great way to honor him as well. As the years passed, it was a lot harder to raise money, and it was also getting to the point where they needed a new facility. So they once again partnered with someone in our community, which was actually the Power County Commissioners. At that time, they had purchased the old hospital and were going to utilize that building, but offered the basement, which was a little better because it did have daylight, had windows, made it a little bit more homey for the students, and that's when they moved into the old hospital, now called the Annex Building, I believe. So let's see. Those annual fundraisers were always an important part of the financing of the youth center. The Power County Commissioners always donated, had money in their budget to donate, and soon the City of American Falls also started donating annually. We had five local churches that also donated, as well as individuals that didn't have an affiliation with anyone, but just wanted to be a part of the youth center. So let's fast forward to August of 2023. I'm sure you all remember the torrential rain that we got. A lot of people's homes were flooded and their basements, as well as the youth center's basement. The company who came in to mitigate the flood found that there was black mold in the walls. Obviously, it didn't happen just from this flood, but that's when they found it and decided that that building was uninhabitable. So from August until February of this year, we were not able to open the youth center at all. We lost our building as well as all of the items inside of it due to the black mold exposure. It was decided that the cost was too prohibitive to clean everything, considering a lot of those items were donated in the first place. And so we were not able to take those items. The one thing that we were able to rescue from there was the picture of Gerald Feringer and the plaque that has all the donors throughout the years that have donated their time and funding. So thankfully we still have that, and we do hope to display those in our new building at some point. In January of 2022, our president, Bob Schreiber, had a vision to create a teen center to go along with the youth center. We partnered with School District 381 and the school board that provided the funding to open a teen center on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. And this was targeted for the teens, and the activities were more centered around the teens. The experiment, as they called it, went well, and they did fund us for a year. So total, we had almost 18 months of funding for that. Since then, the school district hasn't had the funding to do that, so the teen center has been put on hold. But there were students who did enjoy it. The youth center itself is now open when school's in session from Monday through Thursday, 3:30 to 5:30, and we are back in the basement of the United Methodist Church. It's kind of funny how life comes full circle, isn't it? The congregation was very kind to open their facility to us. We do pay our utilities, but they are not charging us any rent because of our limited budget, so that we do have a facility again for students. And it was definitely a resource that was missed while we were closed. Our current supervisors are Avery Clonch, Nada Flores, and Mary Logan. And without the three of those ladies, it wouldn't have happened. The students do activities. They can get help with homework. The supervisors have actual scheduled activities that we've been printing in the press. Some of them include arts and crafts. They've made little clay things. They're going to do mini stained glass and a macrame, kind of like a dream catcher macrame. They also provide snacks for the students and just a safe and positive environment for the students. They're going to do some game tournaments. If anybody was at the old teen center, we had pool tables, which unfortunately we don't have now, but we do have board games and one game system. And so they do have game tournaments, and they offer them prizes for the winners, which include things like $5 gift certificates to Bama's or Falls Chill and Grill, things like that for the students. Let's see. One of the most important things that I want everybody to know is that the youth center is fully funded by donations. We are going to look into some grant opportunities, but since our inception, it's all been because of the tremendously generous people of the community of American Falls and Power County. We really couldn't do without you, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
You know how anything involving children is my thing, so I'm really happy that Deborah could come and give us this enlightening, I guess, speak. I didn't know that we went from the Methodist Church back to the Methodist Church, so I'm glad to know that information. The Pancake Supper was splitting their proceeds between Gerald Ferringer Youth Center and the Hope House in Marcing. which are both things to do with kids, so it was my thing. So from us to you, here's our donation. The check came to $1,103 this year.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Thank you all.
The hymn of the day is number 723, Canticle of the Turning.
Thank you.
Our confession of faith this morning is the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal. If you'll rise, please, and join me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We'll follow, remain standing, please, as we do the prayers of the church. They're found in your worship papers. Trusting in God's promise to reconcile all things, let us pray for the church, the well-being of creation, and the world in need. You alone are God. We thank you for the gift of Sabbath rest. Awaken the church to the mystery of your presence and give us glad hearts as we receive the good news of your deliverance. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You renew creation. Drive out those who make earth a marketplace. Protect rainforests, mountaintops, oceans, and wilderness areas from commercial exploitation. Unite nations, policymakers, and businesses in efforts to reduce carbon emissions. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You judge the nations. We pray for an end to war and strife in every land. Strengthen the international efforts to negotiate peace and provide humanitarian aid to people fleeing from conflict. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You bring healing hope. We give thanks for physicians, nurses, researchers, therapists, and public health workers who prevent and treat illness. We pray for any who are sick. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You abide with your people. Sustain any in this community undergoing life transitions, marriage, divorce, childbirth, adoption, moving, graduation, employment change, or a death in the family. We pray for those preparing for baptism. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You bring life from death. We remember our loved ones who have died, confident that they will have a new life in you. May we trust that nothing can separate us from your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Accompany us on our journey, God of grace, and receive the prayers of our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Since we're not having communion, I would like to add at this point in time that you join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
You may be seated. The announcements for today are: welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the third Sunday in Lent. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and those who are worshiping with us listening to the radio station and the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Isabella Zavison, Laura Porth, Judy Theobald, Pat Teedy, Briley Jones, Soren Briggs, Andrew Porth, Aiden Gehring, Macy Winder, Joanna Alice Kress. Happy anniversary to Calvin and Harriet Dyer, Paul and Robin Herndon, Sean and Katina Allen, Steve and Linda Blaker. Tuesday, March 5th, is the Pink Ladies Potato Bar from 5 to 7. Come enjoy a meal and support our Pink Ladies. Also, I have a handwritten note here. Patty, maybe you know. If anyone has pictures with pastor or pastors or of pastor, email them to the office or drop them off to Shonda. I think they're trying to put together a scrapbook. So if you've got pictures, either email them, like say, scan them and email them to Shonda or drop them off at the office. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections not to these? Okay. The offering this morning, as God has given us, so we give to one another, blessed is our blessing. The hymn is hymn number 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. We're ready for the benediction.
We rise.
Please rise. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grace and give you peace. Amen. Our recessional hymn this morning is 731 in the back of the hymnal, Earth and All Stars.
Loudly sung.
peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.